The strategy aims to keep an ever more crowded and contested Earth orbit safe and stable while also protecting and growing U.S. industries that support the nation's ventures into space. The plan includes promises by the Defense Department and the Director of National Intelligence to change the way the military acquires space technology. It vows to take a more streamlined approach and deliver capabilities on time and on budget. It is the first national space strategy signed by both the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence. A letter that accompanies the strategy, signed by Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Intelligence Chief James Clapper, says they'll partner to make sure the industrial base can sustain the technologies and skills that produce what the U.S. needs, with fewer delays and shorter development cycles.
We need to change our acquisition practices, which we are working to do, using things like block buys, this concept called keys, to try to help protect the industrial base, maybe even, hopefully, the plan is to save some money in doing that and then reinvest that in technology upgrades.
Ambassador Greg Schulte, DOD's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Space Policy. The new document represents the U.S.'s 10-year strategy for space. It's the final step of a congressionally mandated space posture review. The strategy identifies three objectives: to boost safety and security in space, to maintain the national security advantages the nation gets from space, and to strengthen and streamline the partnership between government and industry on space technology. That includes helping to market U.S. technology to allies and a new approach to acquisition in space called evolutionary acquisition for space efficiency. Schulte says the strategy also emphasizes the need to encourage other countries to behave responsibly in space. It sets out the United States' intent to work cooperatively with allies to leverage one another's capabilities, both government capabilities and commercial ones.
We're operating with others, many allies, many partners, some potential adversaries. And there are more competitors, there are more countries that are launching satellites, which provides challenges to our industrial base, but also provides opportunities for cooperation. And we increasingly have to worry about countries developing counter-space activities that can be used against the peaceful use of space.
Schulte says the only standing legal regime governing space is the 1967 Outer Space Treaty. One potential 21st century update to that is a proposed code of conduct for outer space activities. Schulte says it's something the U.S. is looking at, but no decision has been made. The Washington Times reported last week that a group of almost 40 Republican senators are concerned about a pact like that. They've sent a letter to the Secretary of State demanding information on any talks that have gone on up to this point. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.